despite a chronological age, adult-like because of the traditions. They said, be of service and carry the message. And so my message tonight is about the traditions. If we take the first tradition and treat it like a maypole pole, and we stick that in the ground, and we have the rest of the 11 traditions on a string outside, and we continue to wrap it around that maypole and strengthen it, because they all lead back to common welfare. Every single one leads back to common welfare, and that is not me first, that is you first, and I will benefit by second place. If I have a sick group, there is not going to be any good recovery to come to, because it's just chaos. And so if we think about the other guy or gal before myself, common welfare comes into play. So we're going to be playing off a lot of that common welfare and bringing it back. In our common welfare, I look at and was brought to my attention some years ago about rights versus responsibilities. That I have a lot of rights here as an individual, as a member of life, as a citizen of the United States. I've got lots of those things given to me automatically. But when it comes to my rights here in Alcoholics Anonymous, they really become secondary to my responsibility. I have to defend my rights typically. I never have to defend my responsibility to be watching for that door, for that unfamiliar face, to show up early, to stay late, to do the things I'm asked to do, to fulfill those commitments, the responsibilities that Chris was talking about earlier. Do what you say you're going to do. Things like that. So my rights versus responsibilities. Responsibilities are up here for me. My rights are independent, and all of self-responsibilities are of you in my world. And we talk about group conscience. I have so many stories about group conscience. Oh, my gosh. Aren't those fun? I'll tell two quick stories. I could talk on traditions all night long, but Ralph is at 8 o'clock, so, you know, I got to get down before Ralph talks. One of my dear friends. Let me just give you a couple, because again, this is how I've played it in my personal life. So when I married Kent, now 22 plus years ago, we've had many things, remodels and choices to make that were big decisions that needed a group conscience, him and I. Now, of course, I do look at if his opinion is different than mine, then he is the minority opinion. And I will give him a fair hearing. So this particular case, when I moved up to be with Kent, I brought four pets. Now, I did not know that I would now be imposed a four-pet limit. Okay? I didn't know that. If I had, you know that I'd again gotten a few more fur critters. But so we got this four-pet limit. Well, some time goes by, and of course, when one of them or two of them die off, I refill that number and stuff. So we're back at four again at this particular time. And I always look in this one newspaper, and yes, I still get the newspaper, and there is always little cats and dogs that need a home. And I'm looking in there one day, and there was we at the time had a coal black cat and a tuxedo, black tuxedo. And these looked exactly like these cats, but their names were Coco and Chanel. Omen. It's an omen, I think. They need to come live with us. So Kent comes down the stairs and he says, I said, say, hon, I was seeing these little cats here. No. I haven't even asked a question yet, but that does not deter me. Said, so, I mean, really, look at them. I mean, they look exactly like Charlie and Lucy, and their names are Coco and Chanel.